Psalm 7. You note here that if you have a New King James here, it's called a meditation. So we're meditating on a meditation, a meta-meditation, some might say, which he sang to Jehovah concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. Jehovah my God, or O Jehovah my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. I will praise Jehovah according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of Jehovah Most High. Well, this is one of those Psalms of David where we do know something of the situation. He is being persecuted by some guy named Cush, who is a son of, or a member of the tribe of Benjamin, the same tribe as Saul, and probably quite loyal to Saul. And so this is David's prayer in the midst of trouble. But people of God, I would have you to see something. Were this only something private between David and God, it would not be put into this book, which is for the people of God of all ages. And so it must look beyond that which we have in the header there. We don't ignore that. As far as we know, this is a real thing, and this was a real prayer of David composed by him on the occasion noted here. And so we don't say David had no view to anything going on of himself. But we must see that the Spirit used the occasion and used David, the penman, for something to look beyond the historical occasion that brought about the writing of this. And so we must look on beyond David, persecuted indeed, troubled indeed, and moved by the same Spirit of God to call out. We must look beyond him and look to the one promised to him in 2 Samuel 7, who would sit upon his throne forever. We must look beyond David, the type, to Jesus, the antitype. For all that David had to say here, true as it was in his own case, is far more applicable to our Lord Jesus Christ, which is a good thing for us. If this were only something to do with David, we could get some spiritual benefit out of it, I suppose, by thinking, well, it's the same covenant God who preserves his people, the same covenant God to whom David prays is the same covenant God to whom we can pray. But even that presupposes the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we are looking to the covenant of grace, if we are looking to Jehovah the covenant God, if we are looking to faithful promises of that covenant God, we must see that that covenant is headed by, that covenant is ratified by, that covenant is brought into existence by the Father's own appointed head of that covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're moved right back again. We are moved right back again to see the Lord Jesus Christ here. Like David, in a far greater way, he was persecuted not for anything that he had done. He was not guilty of any of the things that David protests, for example, in verses 3 through 5, that he'd never done. And if he had done them, why, yes, he should be attacked. May God let this happen. Our Lord Jesus, far more than David, could cry out for deliverance on the basis of his own righteousness. David couldn't really say, Jehovah shall judge the peoples, judge me, O Jehovah, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. There in verse 8. Any righteousness that David had, any righteousness that you have, is only found in Jehovah. Tzidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. In Jesus Christ, who is the end of the law for righteousness, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, verse 4. And so he, from the cross, is crying out these things. He, from the cross, has words, perhaps exactly these words, or words to this effect, upon his heart. This is in back of words that he cries out from Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He cries out that God delivered him. Jesus was able to say, it is finished. Jesus was able to say, quoting from Psalm 31, there's the Psalm 31, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And so, this is reflected in David writing, I will praise Jehovah according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of Jehovah Most High. So as we have trial, our Lord Jesus told us, we've been seeing this in Matthew chapter 10, haven't we, that persecution is our lot. We see this along through the history of the Church of Jesus Christ. We see this happening in greater or lesser degree in most every place in the world. Persecution is our lot. Is our lot hopeless? Is this something that is endless for us? No, because Jesus is delivered. Because Jesus has given his life that his people might live. We have the promise that we shall be able to praise the Lord according to his righteousness, not our own. And we will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Deliverance shall come. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who endured all himself and is risen from the dead, he shall rise to bring us deliverance.